Okay, this interview with Dundalk goal scoring winner Pat Hoban, it was another great night for you. It was that second goal, absolutely typical Pat Hoban goal, but you know, great to get the 3 points at the end.
Yeah, you know, I thought we started okay and we got ahead with the penalty, and but you know, we can see it's such a sloppy goal before half time, and and when you give a team such a big incentive like that, they're going to hold out and make it difficult for you. And to be fair to Sligo, they did. You know, they were slowing the game down. They were frustrating the life out of us. But you know, there's one thing we have in that dressing room, and that's great bottling, great character, and great mentality. And I just thought, you know, we just kept fighting and probing to the end. And you know, our heads didn't drop after missing a couple of chances earlier on. And you know, to come out with a win like that is, I think it was a big win tonight.
Oh, it was a massive win. And I mean, the cross from Massey, what was going through your head when you saw the ball?
Well, there wasn't much pace on the ball, so it was just like, get over my man and just get it on target. That's all I thought. Put it across the keeper.
When it hit your head,
I knew it was in. Yeah, I knew it was in once you hit my head. Yeah, but you know, it's great relief around as well. You know, to get a win like that, especially after you know the way the results have gone tonight. But I do feel that a lot of teams are going to. I do feel a lot of teams are going to take points off each other this year, and you can already see that already. And we just have to keep concentrating ourselves.
It's very close. You said this in Waterford last week to me as well. I mean, it's very, very close. You're playing three times a week.
Yeah, so you're not gonna have lads who are going to be 100% every game. No. It is difficult. I'm not going to lie, it is difficult. But you know, you just have to be 100% professional and make sure you're ready for these games, and keep approaching them with a winning mentality. And that's what you have to do if you're playing for Dundalk. You have to be approaching every game with a winning mentality, and that's what we have in the dressing room. And we just have to keep going and going to the bitter end. And you know, we have a big game on Monday against Derry, so we're going to have to put our full focus on that.
But the effort from the side was there all the time. The energy and the determination was there to be seen for all. Every one of the players to a man, you know, were so determined tonight to get that winner.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of like I said, there's a lot of character, there's a lot of ball, there's a lot of lads with great leadership in this team, and you can see that on the pitch when we keep going and we keep going. You've lads who don't stop running, like Robbie Benson doesn't stop for a second. Yeah. You've Mickey who doesn't stop. You've none of the lads who just don't stop. Dylan Connolly tonight didn't stop for a second.
Yeah.
So you know, you've lads who are just going to keep going, and you know, the last thing defenders want is lads still full of running at the 80 to the 90th minute. So. You know, fortunately, we have that in our team, and I just thought that played a massive part, like, especially with the substitutions as well.
Yeah,
I thought we went for it, and I thought, you know, that was the winning of the game.
And just the last question, you know, you've already mentioned it, the Brandywell Monday, you know, it's going to be a huge game again. They're all huge games, but Dundalk always do well up there.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a different team up there now, so they haven't lost a home yet, have they?
No.
So, you know, we'd be expecting a difficult game up there, but, you know, we're going to go in full confidence and try and get 3 points like we always do. You know, we kind of owe them one with the draw they got here on us, when I felt like we should have won comfortably enough, but that was just the way it was that night. So we'd be going up there full confidence trying to get a win on Monday.
You know, like, just the last question. That's your 11th goal tonight. It's a fantastic start to the season for you. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant. You're the leading goal scorer in the league now. You know, I mean, with all respect to Graham Bourne, the Shamrock Rovers and whatever, he's a super player. But, you know, in all fairness, I think you should be getting more attention than you're getting.
You know, I leave that to everyone else. Really,
you're going to
throw
because I really with think the
with
be.
The you know I had, you know,
you should be.
It hasn't been easy, especially with me coming back, because I had a lot of doubters as well that you have to prove wrong, and I think that fuels the fire every week.
Yeah.
I had some people saying that I won't even get 10 goals, and you know, I'm on 11 now.
You're on fire.
So I just want to stay going, stay concentrating hard, and keep going till the end of the season, because there's a big aim of this club, and that's winning the league, and that's what we want.
I mean, there was one reporter wrote in the paper that you weren't a prolific goal scorer. I took him to task. I said, Jesus, what do you want? You are a prolific goal scorer. You're proving it there. You're doing really, really well. It's the Pat Hoban of 2014, if not better.
Yeah, but I said that before I came, when I signed in November. I said that I was a better player. I said I was more experienced.
You did, I remember that.
I said I was a clever, I was a smarter player. And, you know, obviously the goals are going in for me, but at the end of the day, it's what you do for the team.
I feel like
the efforts that everyone puts in, hard work, good, week in, week out, yeah, that you just have to keep the head down and keep going. And we have a massive game Monday to win now.
Your manager is walking on the air in there, and he's talking full of praise for you.
Yeah, sure. You know, he's given me great belief.
He had the arm around you,
bringing me back. But you know, sometimes you need that as a player. Sometimes you need someone who's going to have full confidence in you. And you know, I have full confidence in him, and he's full confidence in me. So I just think that's a great combination.
So listen, see you in Derry on Monday, and have a good weekend.
Hopefully, cheers.
Thanks very much. Yeah. Thanks, Pat.